Lord, help me mend the fences. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Ramon was so glad his son had arrived in time. Years before, he and his son had had a falling out as they tried to run a business together. Money can do that to people. So can a sharp tongue that so quickly wounds and a thin skin that is so easily scratched. For years, they had barely spoken to each other. Then Ramon had learned he was dying. He knew he needed to see his son. Call him, he had begged his wife. I just have to mend fences with him before I die. Any time in life is a good time to forgive whatever grievances we may have against one another. Our Savior commanded his loving followers to do that, and our loving Savior did that and still does that for us each day. What if we had to die with all our sins still piled up before us? What if our clothing eyes saw only righteous anger on the face of God? Thank God for his full and free forgiveness on which to pillow our hearts when death's day comes. But the business of forgiving can be so difficult at times. How deeply we may have been hurt or may have hurt someone else. How fresh the wounds we may have inflicted on others or others may have inflicted on us. How hard it is to speak the words, I'm sorry, or I forgive you. So we journey on, trying to forget the gaps in the fences of life, leaving them unmended. Even when death approaches, we have a hard time backing up to those broken fences and doing something about them. But we miss something extremely important if we don't. Ramon and his son had time together. With some difficulty, they began to talk about what each had done. They ended up in tears, arms wrapped around each other, expressing love and forgiveness. Later that day, they received the Lord's body and blood in his Holy Supper for the assurance of their forgiveness. The pastor saw the joy they shared. Do you have any fences to mend? Now's the time while there still is time. Reach up to the Savior for his rich forgiveness, then reach out with forgiveness to one another. Let's pray. Lord, I don't know how you do it, how you can forgive me sin after sin, day after day, but I'm so glad you do. Without your forgiveness, I cannot die in peace. But Lord, I don't know how I can forgive those with whom I've had problems. Help me, Lord, to feel your forgiveness more richly so that I can forgive others more readily. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.